Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation. We need to reserve a room for Friday's group interview. I've invited the 20 people with the best resumes.
For a group that size, we'll need the main conference room. However, it's supposed to be painted on Friday as part of the office renovations.
We'll need to talk to the maintenance director to ask him to change his schedule and do the painting next week.
I'll take care of that now.
Number 32. What is the conversation about? Number 33. What does the woman say will happen on Friday? Number 34. What will the woman do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation. Hi, Marie. Thanks for covering Adam's shift since he called in sick.
No problem. I'm happy to pick up some extra hours.
I'm glad to hear that. Now, the coffee shop will probably be busy today because a lot of people will be in the neighborhood for the town festival. That's also why we're staying open 1 hour later today.
That's what I expected.
Wonderful. I'm going to put up a notice now so that customers know about the change. Number 35. Why does the man thank the woman? Number 36. According to the man, what has changed today? Number 37. What does the man say he will do next? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Welcome to the Whitmore Institute. How may I help you?
Hello, I am planning a group activity for my staff. We'd like a private painting class with one of your instructors.
Wonderful. Helen's in charge of that. Helen, this man would like to book a private class.
All right. We have slots available weekday afternoons and on Saturdays.
We'd like to come in the afternoon, as we're right across the street. However, I'm worried that the techniques will be too hard for some people.
For groups, we do paintings that are suitable for beginners. I'll send you some pictures of paintings that our previous group classes have done.
Number 38. What is the man planning for his staff? Number 39. What is the man concerned about? Number 40. What will Helen provide to the man? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Tiffany. You know, the demand for the services at our print shop has been steady, but a lot of customers have complained about having to pick up their items.
Right. I've heard similar comments.
Most businesses like ours have a delivery truck and hire a full-time driver.
You know, buying a commercial truck is expensive.
You have a point. However, there are local delivery companies in town. We could outsource the work to them without having to make a major investment. That may be the best way forward.
Number 41. What type of business do the speakers work for? Number 42. Why does the woman say,
buying a commercial truck is expensive?
Number 43. What does the man recommend doing? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Amira. How are things going with the special events we'll be running here at the cinema?
So far, we've sold the most tickets for the movie directed by Larry Manning.
That makes sense since he's from the area. He's giving a talk after the screening, right?
That's right, on September 1st.
Do we need to set up any special equipment for that?
We'll need to find the cordless microphones. I think they're in the storage closet, or maybe in the back office.
I'll try to find them right now, so we're not rushed on the event day.
Number 44. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 45. What is scheduled to happen on September 1st? Number 46. What will the man do next? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Mr. Monroe. I heard from one of our dentists that the temp agency would be sending over a worker. I'm Angela. Did you have any trouble finding our site?
Not at all. This clinic is very well known.
I'm glad to hear that. We really appreciate your help.
Now, I've been told that my main job will be inputting the patient details from the paper files into the online database. Could you please show me where I'll be working?
Actually, I'm covering the reception desk, but Ruth will be here in just a moment to help you get started.
Thanks. I'll wait for her. Number 47. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 48. What has the man been assigned to do? Number 49. What does the woman suggest when she says,
I'm covering the reception desk.
Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation. Hi, I'm from Logan Supplies. I'm here to drop off some boxes of paper for Centennial Enterprises. There are 20 boxes in total, so it's quite a lot. Where would you like them?
Please stack them up at the end of the hallway. Just make sure that there is nothing blocking the elevator. My assistant, Jeremy, has moved other things out of that area to make space.
All right. It will take me about 30 minutes to unload these items. After that time, I'll request that you sign the invoice to show that you received everything. Number 50. Why did the man visit the woman's business? Number 51. According to the woman, what has her assistant done? Number 52. What does the man say he will do in a half hour? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Matthew. How are the feedback sessions going?
The second group is taking a break now, but I have one more this morning and three more after lunch. It's great to hear customers share their point of view. But unfortunately, I'm almost running out of handouts and can't print more because we're out of paper.
I'm not busy now. I could go to the shop and pick up a ream of paper so you could do your printing during the lunch break.
I'd appreciate that.
Number 53. What is the man working on today? Number 54. According to the man, what has caused some problems? Number 55. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers. I called this meeting to inform you that on June 1st, we'll be launching a new web tool. It will allow our banking customers to see whether or not they meet the loan requirements.
Oh, so they'll input their information and the program will tell them if they're eligible.
Exactly. We're implementing this program to reduce the amount of time you spend on applications. We're hoping this will prevent us from spending a lot of resources on loan applications that don't meet our requirements. Elizabeth is heading up the project. Could you tell me more about it, Elizabeth?
Sure. In fact, the program is ready now. I'd like all employees to test it sometime this week and provide their feedback.
Number 56. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 57. Why is a change being introduced? Number 58. What does the woman ask employees to do this week? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Michelle, I got a message from a potential new client. She wants to use our services to make sure that her website is secure and not vulnerable to unauthorized access.
All right, we'll have to figure out which package might best suit her.
Actually, she already said that she wanted our Platinum package. However, since it's so new, I'm worried that I won't do a good job of going through the details of the setup process with her.
I see what you mean. Henry knows that service better, so I'll ask him to follow up with the customer instead.
Okay, thanks. I'll give him the contact details.
Number 59. What industry do the speakers most likely work in? Number 60. What is the man concerned about doing? Number 61. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and room rates.
Thomas, I called Emmerich Hall yesterday about reserving one of their rooms for the fashion show on April 3rd.
Okay. Do they have a room available on that date?
Yes, four of them, and here are the rates.
Well, we have about 150 people coming. How about the Azure room?
But that doesn't leave enough space for the stage. We'll have to go with the next size up for $5,000.
All right, it's still within the budget.
I'll call Emmerich Hall today to put down a deposit on the room so we don't lose it.
Number 62. What kind of event are the speakers discussing? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which room do the speakers plan to use? Number 64. Why will the woman call Emmerich Hall? Question 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and event invitation.
Hi, Mario. It's Linda Cooper. I just looked at the first draft you designed for our event invitations. I really like the style. Well done.
Thanks. Your clear instructions for this design project helped a lot.
Great. Now, there's just one small change I'd like to make. The guest list for this event has grown substantially. Because of that, we'll be holding the event at Lindale Plaza instead of Arcadia Hall.
Okay, that'll be easy to adjust.
Could you send the updated version by the end of the day? I'm going to have the invitations printed tomorrow first thing in the morning.
Number 65. What most likely is the man's job? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which line needs to be changed? Number 67. What does the woman plan to do tomorrow? Question 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and list.
Daniel, as you know, I'm planning an off-site activity for my department for next month. I hope it will improve cooperation among the staff members because they'll get to spend some social time together.
What did you have in mind?
A visit to Peoria National Park. There are several activities available. Don't you think the water skiing would be fun?
Yes, but not everyone would be comfortable getting in the water.
Oh, I hadn't considered that. How about the nature talk? Everyone could participate, and it would be very informative.
That sounds great. Could you find out exactly how many people will be going? The finance team needs that information by Friday. Number 68. Why is the woman planning an event? Number 69. Look at the graphic. How long is the activity that the speakers agree to do? Number 70. What is the woman asked to do by Friday?